From Michigan Radio, this is Lester Graham. A new art project called Girl Noticed is trying to empower women and value girls by recognizing their potential. There's a problem when you do a mural on an outdoor brick wall using charcoal and chalk. It's gonna weather away. It'll eventually fade to nothing. And the artist says that's part of the message.
We go through our lives feeling invisible a lot of times, feeling unnoticed or feeling like we're noticed for the wrong reasons.
That's Lori Pratico. She says she wants people to rethink what they notice about women before the chance fades away and they miss the best part of someone.
Because we're so saturated with the media and how we're supposed to look and how we're supposed to act and the roles we're supposed to play. And is that really who we are as women?
Pratico and her partner in this project, photographer Elizabeth San Juan, have put together three mural projects in their home state of Florida. This mural on the brick wall of Ann Arbor's Jefferson Market and Cakery is the first trip out of state. They plan projects for all 50 states over the next 3 years. The words "Notice Me" are drawn in large letters above a chalk and charcoal portrait of a woman. It's a drawing of Chris Avers from Algonac near Lake St. Clair. She drove up to the building while I was visiting. This is the first time the artist and the subject of the mural have met in person. Pratico chooses someone who inspires her for each mural. She's featured a 16-year-old who beat cancer. Another subject was a young student with Asperger's who was bullied at school. Pratico chose Chris Avers because Avers posted on Facebook that she was 23 years sober.
It's kind of funny that this happened because I really put it out there on Facebook, which I don't. And I thought, you know what? I just don't even want to be ashamed anymore. It is what it is, and you don't even need to see my face. Just know that sobriety is a choice, and it's an awesome choice. It's not an easy choice, especially in the beginning, but it's the best choice you'll make.
Part of this project is interactive. Visitors are asked to write on a post-it note revealing what they want people to notice about them. Then they put those notes on the wall alongside the mural. For Avers, that note was easy.
I'll say notice my sobriety. It's what I'm here for. It's what I'm showing up for. Heck yeah.
The artist, Lori Pratico, says most women understand the message from Girl Noticed. They're tired of being noticed for things superficial, like their appearance, but not for their skills or ability or fierceness. But Pratico says a lot of men laugh, wink, and nudge because they know what they notice about women. David Adgate is not one of those kind of men. He was visiting Jefferson Market and was curious about the mural.
It's a really cool project. You know, I've never heard of anything like this before. And, you know, these are people and these are women, and we need advocates like this. It's really cool.
If you wanted to be noticed for something, what would you want to be noticed for?
You know, if I want to be noticed for anything, I think it would be for what I do to serve and empathize. Because I think, you know, when that happens in other people, I see it. And it helps me to be better. So, yeah.
Lori Pratico says she hopes the mural and the post-it notes start a dialogue, or at least start people thinking.
A lot of women have a really hard time filling out that post-it note because they don't think about it. They've gotten to a point in their life where they just don't even think about what they want noticed about themselves.
This Michigan mural is being installed right across the street from an elementary school. Pratico says she hopes those young girls in the school get the message and think about how they'd like to be noticed. Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News. Support for arts and culture reporting on Michigan Radio comes in part from a grant from the Michigan Council of Arts and Cultural Affairs and the National Endowment for the Arts.